Hear God's word. One Sabbath day, Jesus was in the home of a leader of the Pharisees. The people were watching him closely because there was a man there whose arms and legs were swollen. Jesus asked the Pharisees and the experts in religious law, "Well, is it permitted in the law to heal people on the Sabbath day or not?" When they refused to answer, Jesus touched the sick man, and healed him and sent him away. Then he turned to them and asked, "Which of you doesn't work on the Sabbath? If your son or your cow falls into a pit, don't you proceed at once to get him out?" And again, they didn't have no answer. Now Jesus is teaching now about humility. When Jesus noticed that all who had come to the dinner were trying to sit near the head of the table, he gave them this advice. If you are invited to a wedding feast, don't always head for the best seat. What if somebody more respected than you has also been invited? The host will say, "Let this person sit here instead." Then you'll be embarrassed and you'll have to take whatever seat is left at the foot of the table. Do this instead. Sit at the foot of the table. Then when your host sees you, he'll come and say, "Friend, we have a better place for you than this." Then you will be honored in front of all the other guests. For the proud will be humbled, but the humble will be honored. And then he turned to the host. "When you put on a luncheon or a dinner," he said, "don't invite your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, for they will repay you by inviting you back. Instead, invite the poor and the cripple and the lame and the blind. Then, at the resurrection of the godly, God will reward you for inviting those who could not repay you." And God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.